Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Wednesday, the 24th of January. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we examine what it means to never be lacking in zeal, but keeping our spiritual fervour. How do we keep our spiritual passion strong? Let's turn again to our Bible reading for this week, Romans chapter 12 and verses 9 to 13. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honouring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Have you ever wondered what it means to have spiritual fervour? In these verses from Romans chapter 12, the Apostle Paul provides us with insights into the transformative power of spiritual fervour and the impact it can have on our lives. So let's have a look at it and see how we can apply it to our own journey of faith. Of course, Paul, the author of Romans, serves as a remarkable example of someone who experienced a complete change of lifestyle through spiritual fervour. Before encountering Christ, Paul was known as Saul, a zealous persecutor of Christians. However, his encounter with Jesus on the road to Damascus turned his life upside down. The fire of spiritual fervour consumed him, leading to a radical transformation in his beliefs, values, and actions. So what does spiritual fervour mean for us? It means embracing a passionate and wholehearted devotion to God. It involves allowing the Holy Spirit to ignite a fire within us, transforming our thoughts, desires, and priorities. Spiritual fervour compels us to love genuinely, hate evil, and cling to what is good, just as Paul instructs us. When we are filled with spiritual fervour, we become vessels that God can use to accomplish His purposes. We're no longer bound by fear or insecurity, but rather empowered to serve God and others with confidence. Paul encourages us to be diligent, fervent in spirit, and fervent in serving the Lord. Our transformed lives become a testimony to God's work within us. So how can we experience this spiritual fervour in our own lives? Well, we can start by asking God to fill us with His Holy Spirit, to ignite the fire of passion within us. Through prayer, we can seek a deeper relationship with God and surrender our lives to His will. As we align our desires with His, we open ourselves up to the transformative power of spiritual fervour. As you think through these thoughts today, you might want to use this question to help you reflect. Just take a moment to reflect on your own spiritual fervour. Are there areas in your life where you need to invite God's transformation? And how can you serve Him with confidence and passion? I hope you'll join me tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional as we ask the question, how we keep our spiritual fervour? By springing into action on God's behalf.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.